Next to kimchi, Koreans have perfected one other thing, the dramatic pause. It's that moment right after an epic reveal that lasts only a minute, but stays with you forever. After binging countless hours of K-dramas, I have yet to find one episode that doesn't have the dramatic pause. It's like the Lee Min-ho of K-dramas. It never gets old. I have somewhat expertly, see aforementioned amount of episodes watched, broken down the dramatic pause into three broad categories. 1. The good. Two star-crossed lovers finally meeting face-to-face after missing each other one too many times, often in the rain and almost always without an umbrella. Swoon. 2. The bad. The main character finding out they lost their entire family fortune in a terrible economic investment and are now destined to a life of destitution and degradation. The shame! Extra pause if this was orchestrated by their best friend, who secretly hates them because they're embroiled in a love triangle. 3. The unexpected. The main character discovering that their father is not actually their father and that their life is about to change. Dun, dun, dun! Like in the episode Hazel and I are watching now. Every Friday after school, Hazel, Seb, and I have a standing appointment to binge K-dramas at my house. Since today is graduation, I wasn't sure if they'd be able to make it. But here we are, crammed onto my twin-sized bed, watching a much-needed episode of the K-drama My Professor, My Father on Hazel's laptop. Since Seb likes to pretend he isn't into K-dramas like Hazel and I are, we sent him on a very important errand that should take precisely 3 minutes. Chloe Chang, some of us have to read the subtitles. Hazel taps me on the shoulder. Any closer and you'll be in the screen. I give her a pointed look. Just because I'm 100% Korean doesn't mean I don't have to read the subtitles either. Technically, not quite 100% Korean, but close enough. Okay, but... She motions at the space I'm taking up, which happens to be in direct view of her screen. I scoot back, only mildly embarrassed. As my best friend since forever, Hazel knows I lose all sense of time and space when it comes to dad discoveries. We would have been less cramped at Hazel's, but she has 5 sisters. Yes, 5. Each with very strong and very different opinions about everything. Even though she lives in a 6-bedroom McMansion, Hazel claims there isn't enough space to avoid what she calls the K Columbo or the shit show of personalities. Real life drama, Hazel claims, is not as much fun as K drama. When I inch closer to the screen again, Hazel shoots me a dirty look. You're doing it again? Great, now I missed what he said. He said he can't believe that all this time, his professor was his father. Oh my God, finally! She squeals with me. Then it comes, the dramatic pause. We hold our breaths and watch as if in a trance as the camera pans from one character to the other. Cue the surprised look on their faces. Cue the single tear trickle. Cue the original soundtrack. Ugh. Even when I know to expect it, it gets me. Every time. Then, as we knew it would, the episode ends abruptly, leaving us completely hanging. No! I yell up at the ceiling. Ah! Why do they always do that? Hazel protests with her fist in the air. I smile at her ridiculously. Hazel and I have reached that level of obsession with K-dramas where we've started to mimic their exaggerated reactions ourselves. How much time do you think we've wasted watching K-dramas? Just hours after our last day of high school, and I'm already feeling nostalgic. Wasted? Omo! She gasps with a hand to her chest. You mean invested? She checks her phone and says, and for the record, according to my drama list, we've watched 560 episodes, which is roughly 23 days of continuous viewing. I have no regrets.